This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So Tracy was talking about steel and aluminum and the things that those items go into, stuff like beer cans and cars and airplanes, all of that. Here's what happens, though. Prices for those items and others could go up. Inflation is the word for that, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but not for the first time since he was inaugurated. President Trump is, with these tariffs, putting the Federal Reserve in a tough spot, introducing inflationary pressure into this economy at a time when brand new Fed Chair Powell and the gang are trying to keep things under control. All right, a phrase not yet uttered on the program today, moving on, is trade war, because one set of tariffs does not, of course, a trade war make. That said, we are in some interesting territory here. As Tracy and I were talking about, we are still waiting for specifics on these things, but at least one CEO who was in the room with the president today when he made the pre-announcement told reporters for the New York Times the president said he doesn't want to give exemptions for any country, ally or not, which raises the prospect of what those countries, allies or not, might do in response or retaliation, because tariffs go both ways, you know. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong is on that one.
As a signal of trade war, this is pretty loud. The tariffs are high and they hit multiple countries. And folks like Jim Rice expect retaliation. He's former general manager of Tyson Foods in China and found himself the target of past trade fights.
Well, history will show us that for domestic political reasons and for international face reasons, the Chinese government will have to announce some kind of reaction. And they will do it tonight.
In the past, Beijing has hit back against U.S. chicken and autos. It's now eyeing sorghum, a billion-dollar grain export. Europeans tend to respond by first complaining to the World Trade Organization, but this time they may not wait. Former U.S. trade official Claire Reed says the American reason for tariffs, national security, may come across as particularly egregious.
You just don't know whether they're going to say, the heck with the WTO, this is really wrong, and we need to take action to try to protect our economies from these constraints.
In a steel tariff case before the 2004 elections, the Europeans eventually threatened to retaliate against key U.S. products. Chad Bown is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
So they put on their retaliation list products like citrus from Florida, Harley-Davidson motorcycles from Wisconsin, and other products from swing states.
The U.S. blinked and ditched the tariffs. Last summer, as this steel decision was brewing, European leaders floated a new list.
They identified bourbon from the state of Kentucky, and so think about Mitch McConnell in the Senate, and dairy products from the state of Wisconsin, so think about Paul Ryan and the House.
This time around, you can be sure updated threats are being made as we speak. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Should have mentioned, by the way, we've got that entire interview I did with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on our website, marketplace.org. Just check it out. Kind of an interesting little session he and I had.